Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys, hi, welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. Now, Lauren, we've not had a little catch up yet, have we, for a bit?
No, and the concern about that is when that happens, we end up having an episode that's a lot of word vomit and word mouth diarrhea because we have so much to catch up on. But I think you guys like that, so we'll just do that.
We will. Now, so we had a week off because we record, as you guys know, on a Monday, and that fell on Easter weekend. So that was so delightful, that four-day unexpected break that creeps up on us every year, which I always forget about, don't you, Lauren?
Yeah, and also you realise that you've got the kids, like it's a lot, isn't it? It's an extra 2 days to look after children as well. As well as half term. Well, no, because you have them at the weekend anyway, don't you? But like they're not at school on the Friday or the Monday. So all of a sudden it's like, ugh.
Yeah. And then it is bang half term, isn't it?
Yeah. Thea's into week two now. I had her all last week and failed. She's gone into school club today. I'm done. And I did actually say to her, which is probably really bad parenting. I was like, because she's been a little, you know, she's getting to that age, she's testing the boundaries. And I said to her, listen, you can either stay with me or you can go to the school club. I have no problem with you going to school club. The nicer you are to me, the less chance of that there is. Anyway, we did a week.
You shouldn't
like,
say that though, Lauren, because then she won't want to go to school club.
No, she knows. She's not arsed. She's a manipulative, clever child. She's a girl. Yeah. She knows the score. Anyway, she's gone in today and tomorrow. But other than that, I've had her with me. So she's just been like coming everywhere with me. She's been good, to be fair, but it's hard. Like I'm quite lucky in the sense, as are you, that we work from home. We can kind of flex stuff. But if you have got a full on 9 to 5, you know, what I would call a proper job, it's like £30 a day to put them in these clubs.
40 minus 40.
40. So what's that then? 40 times 5.
£180, I think I had to pay for baking club this week.
And then again for the second week. So a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like there's it's hard to juggle. So these holidays.
But then at the same time, Lauren, have you seen the difference in prices of going on holiday during that? So I kind of just take the £400 hit and think, whatever.
Yeah. To go away in that time would be so expensive.
And also, even just to take like her to Costa and the Trafford Centre, you've then spent way more than £40.
Oh my God. Do you know when you take a child out for the day, like a trampoline play, they pull your pants down and spank your ass, don't they?
Yeah, they
it's
do.
Expensive.
Even like the play centres are at least £7 a kid.
Yeah. And when you've got a million like we have, it adds up. It's your life savings.
It's crazy.
On one trip, you're like, was going to go on holiday or buy a house with that money, spent it in the trampoline place.
It's not great, is it?
So I think we need to catch up firstly on bank holiday weekend.
Oh my gosh. our Patreon gang, we all had each other in absolute stitches because we were like, we all feel like shit mums because everyone had bought their kid like these Easter balloons.
Yeah, the full Monty.
Yeah, like an M&S bunny themed breakfast was spread out on the table, like homemade bits and bobbins. Oh. Then they had like a dressed up man as Easter bunny and a full garden egg hunt and everything. Like, oh my God, can we stop all these days? We've just had like a flurry of like Valentine's Day, back to school, World Book Day, fucking Easter. Like, no, guys, why are we doing this to each other? And why do you need to put it on fucking Instagram?
Honestly, if I'd have had a man dressed up as a bunny in my garden and an Easter egg hunt, it would have taken them 2 minutes to find all the eggs. Like, why have these people got such big gardens? That's another... Where are you getting your gardens from? Because mine would take 5 minutes and you found all the eggs. It's mental to me. And I'm not saying I always say this. I'm not saying I don't love it because actually I really like it, but it just, unless I've done it that particular year and I go up and down. Last year, I made a full basket with the eggs in. They all had a bunny each. I did a breakfast, an Easter breakfast, and I actually made the effort. And I didn't feel
guilty. That's because you were still trying to impress James, Lauren.
Probably, yeah. And we had the kids. We didn't have them this... I actually didn't have the kids this year, so that was fine. But for me, it's just, if I've got time, I'll do it. If I haven't... And that year, I must have had more time, and this year, I didn't. So like, what happened to when you would just get a Buttons Easter egg, a crunchy Easter egg, and like a Dairy Milk one? They're about that big.
Honestly, like... It's Teddy's birthday coming up next week.
God, that comes round every year really fast. And,
so he's going to be two. And someone rang me, Mill, the other day. And she said, Ashley, what does Teddy want for his birthday? And I said, please, no toys, no chocolate. Please. Yeah. Don't.
I've got no space.
No space. Everywhere. Like, literally, I have a room in my house that has got suitcases and buggies and car seats and high chairs in. A whole room. Like, there is nothing I can do that makes my house not look like a junkyard. So I do not want any shit. Anyway, then I was like, please just, like, trainers or a coat. Because, you know, Lauren, kids wreck shoes and coats, and they need more than one coat, obviously.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because they're always like leaving a coat in a car, you're in and out with them, all that stuff. So I just said coat or shoes, and she's like, oh, well, I'm gonna buy him a toy.
You're like, are you listening to me? And do you know what the toy's gonna be? Okay.
A bright plastic.
A bright red plastic drum. Bang, 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 bang. Honestly, do you know what? I've got a confession. I don't know if I should say this because I don't actually know who got it. I bin everything. And
same.
I just put it in the bin. And I do it really slyly.
And the
slyly.
Sooner you do it, the better. The sooner you do it, the better.
I do it really slyly. Because obviously there's like four kids and James, because he won't let me bin stuff. He's like, oh, don't be mean. They play with that. Anyway, so I got it like there, like hidden. Went downstairs, like under my sleeve, looked round, opened the bin. Then I covered it up. And it was not a flute. What they call
a recorder.
Like a xylophone. Is that like?
Oh, yeah.
And all I could hear, and I binned it, and no one's noticed yet. And I mean, I hope it wasn't expensive, and hope whoever bought it isn't listening, but I binned it because I'm just done. They don't play with half the shit that they have.
No, no. And honestly, like, if your friends have got kids, please just put £20 in a card.
I started to pay
for the play centre.
So what I've started doing, do you know how they get invited to loads of kids' parties, don't they?
I can't.
And I used to have to go to B&M or Asda and buy some shit. And I've stopped. I just put a tenner in a card. That's it.
Yeah.
Do what you want with it. Go and get a wine. I don't really care what you do with it. My job is done. And I would prefer that for Thea, because then what do you do with all the crap?
And also, then you can save the money and they can go shopping one day and buy what they want.
Honestly, if people ask what she wants, I say pyjamas, because I feel like you can never have too many pyjamas. And I don't like, I begrudge spending money on the kids' pajamas. They're not cheap. Like Next, it's not cheap.
And I feel like I'm always buying pajamas.
Yeah. So that, or like you say, some trainers, some knickers, like buy some, but everyone ignores you and buys you a train set. So
yeah, whatever. Fuck off.
Whatever.
Please, no.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Right, I've got something brilliant for everyone. Not one person can be annoyed or not enjoy this. So not one person can be annoyed by me today. Love Honey, I've got a mega giveaway. Like, it's absolutely amazing. So on our episode's description, there is a link. You click it, you put your details in, and then you'll get your first gift voucher via email shortly after. Everyone, every single person will get this. You will get a gift voucher.
Up.
Yeah, I know. And then when you go to Love Honey via the link, all you need to do is put it in, it'll automatically be added to your cart. So you're going to get a gift voucher for Love Honey, regardless, everybody.
Oh my God, free then, sex toys.
Yeah, whatever you want, it's a gift voucher. Also, you get added to the weekly giveaways. So they do giveaways all through the year and you'll be added to that. So you literally have got the chance to win loads of goodies, but just by signing up, you get a gift voucher. It's incredible. We're obsessed with Love Honey, aren't we?
Obsessed. I'm in it to win it, so I am tapping away at that link in our episode description now, Lauren.
You should have seen the bag of goodies we've got as well.
So this morning in the coffee shop, Christina met us.
She turned up with these two big bags overspilling with sex toys. We were like kids at Christmas, weren't we?
I am obsessed with, it is called...
The Wonder. Let me get it now. 1 minute.
Oh my God. This
is a piece of kit. It's a wand wand massager.
So I'm going to give it a go. I've already plugged it in at the wall.
You've already put it on me. Yeah, she plugged it in at the wall and then chased me and put it on me and my legs went numb.
And then I've got this. Wow.
Ooh.
The Womanizer Original. It says here, Lauren, indulge in whole body orgasm.
Oh! me.
So yeah, you can win.
Wow,
stuff
that's
like this.
Really interesting. Really just looking interesting. At it now, it like gets in it vibrates your inside your G spot and your clit.
Yeah, and it says that it's smart silenced.
What, so that's what you need.
That's what
when you're
need.
Doing it all day.
Exactly, like me. But yeah, like Lauren said, you will get a gift card when you go to the link in our bio. Give it a tap so you can save on your Womanizer or your Wonder Wand.
Or the mini strap-on that I've just had on.
Oh, exactly.
Do you want to start with a touch of pegging? There's a lovely purple penis.
I'll be chasing Ed around the house later with that on.
I've already sent a picture to James and said we'll start small.
So thanks again, Love Honey, for supporting this episode.
But I had quite, for me, a really sociable bank holiday weekend.
You were on the booze, weren't you?
I was on the booze all weekend. So we didn't have the kids, which I felt a little bit bad on Thea because I felt like I didn't have that control of, is she going to have a good Easter? Like she wasn't with me. So I felt a little bit guilty that I couldn't do that bit. But other than that, it was wonderful. Friday, I went to our local market. So it's like Aldi Markets, but Rochdale.
Oh my God. Wait, did you see Callum's stories about Aldi Markets on his Instagram?
I've never been. Is it not? Is it Like, what? So our friend Callum, who's really funny, we've spoken about him before, went
he
to Alton
is
Market,
one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
And his stories were so funny. He was basically saying that if you come, you need armour. You need to be like, why? What does he mean, Ashley? I've never been.
Right. So obviously I grew up like in Altrincham. So Altrincham Market for me is not novel, and it's full of mum wankers.
Oh, is
it?
Is it full of kids?
Full of kids. If you've not got kids, like, don't go to Altrincham Markets, because it's just mums that want to ditch their kid in this scruffy play area and drink wine or coffee.
Sounds
which
all right
you
to
can't,
me.
You can't blame
I
them.
Can't blame, that sounds pretty good.
But then if you've not got, and also, yeah. Oh, can, guys, Lauren, you know I am not a dog person.
No, you're not.
Can we, there's dogs in there.
Yeah.
Dogs and kids.
That's a bit dangerous, actually.
And you have to, like, sit next. Yeah, I think it is. Mm. And then the dogs start barking at each other. And, like, I used to love going in the garden in Hale. Like, I still, it is one of my favourite places. But as soon as a wet dog walks in there, and I'm eating my 18-pound sweet corn fritter, and then it puts its little hands on me, I have to walk out.
Its little hands!
Like, literally, this man had this horrible pig dog thing.
I hate those pig dogs.
It was the bitch, you know, and their farts stink, don't they?
Like, I hate pig dogs.
Pig,
and I don't
French
understand
bulldoggy things. They're
men,
horrid.
If a man without a partner has a pig dog, I don't get it.
That's so weird. And then the pig dog was like putting its hands on me, and the man was like deep in conversation with this woman. And I just turned around and I went, "Get your dog off me now.
Get your dog's
I do
hands
not
off
like
me.
Dogs." Like, yeah, oof. Like, I've, you know, I know Lauren loves all this rescue dog shite,
oh, I do.
All that stuff.
I really
yeah.
do.
And I agree, but, like, it's your choice that you have got an animal with shit on its hands. That's your thing. It's not mine, okay?
Animal with shit on its hands.
Yeah, but that's what they do. They do a shit on the floor and then they walk on the floor. Like, it's disgusting.
Then they lick their own ass to clean it, so then the mouth's got shit in it.
I don't want that near me. Like, I've escaped my children for an hour and a half. I want to sit on my phone, not talk to anyone, and eat and drink. Like, anyway, Altrincham Markets. Yeah, it's good, but you need to know the right time of day to go, because if you go bang in the middle of the day, there's kids with shit on their hands and dogs with shit on their hands. Anyway, back to your Easter story.
I can't stop thinking about men carrying those horrible dogs. If you've got one of those dogs, like, obviously personal preference, I like what I call a real dog. I like a if I was a man and I was getting, also, I'm sorry to offend anyone here, men with chow dogs, I also think that's, you know, those big fluffy
chow chow.
I love them, but a man, a single man with a chow chow, I just,
if I was dating someone and they told me that they had a dog that lived with them, it'd be over there and then.
Yeah, and it's the selfie with the dog in the bed, and it's just, and it's
in the bed.
No.
Ed said he was seeing this girl and she had a dog, and he was like, it was game over from yeah. when it, like, can you imagine Ed around the dog? He'd be like,
do you know what? I like dogs, right? And if I was older and the kids were older, then I would consider one. And I like them, and I like rescue dogs, and I am a doggy person to an extent. But those little things with the flat faces are just, it's not for me. Anyway, so I went to the markets, got quite drunk, really. Not steaming, but certainly I had a spring in my, a little stagger in my step. And we came home. I went to bed. And when I woke up, normally even just one wine, one something will make me feel
you
ill.
You wake up at 2 a.m.
I did do that.
Where's my bag?
And I woke up the next day fine. Absolutely fine. And I'm thinking, this is weird.
I've escaped.
Is it? So then I was thinking, what did I do? What did I do that day? I'm thinking what I ate, what I drank, what, how, because I must replicate this. This is, don't know what it was. So I'm taking step backs over my day. What did I? Anyway, then Sunday, I was going into Manchester for my friend's 40th. So we went there, and it was a group of friends, like what the girl who's 40 is one of my really, really close friends, and it was like her friends, but I know them all. So I went out, and we went first to the Ivy private dining.
Now, how was that?
So my past experience of that is I like it, but I like to socialise. So I get a bit cooped up in one room and I'm a bit,
yeah.
And then I think when everyone starts getting pissed, the room gets a bit wild, which it did. Then we went to Dear Sailor, which was brilliant. The music was incredible and we got pissed there. One of the girls that came when I first met her, she's 40s. She said, I don't really go out anymore because like I can't drink. I'm really
sounds
bad
like
at drinking.
Me.
Yeah, it was very us. So I was like, don't worry. I'll look after you. You look after me. And she kind of said the same thing. Like, I can't trust myself. So the reason I don't really go out is I will not go home, or I can't be trusted. I've still not learned to balance my drink. And she was a lovely girl. And we were like, look, let's not do that tonight. Okay. Let's be good. And she was like, yeah, I've not been out in like 2 years. Sod it. 2 hours later, we're in Dear Sailor. She's dancing on the stage and then she's pretty much passed out on the booth. And we had to put her to bed. She was in bed for about 9:30, but she was laughing about it the next morning. And then we went on. So this is where it got a bit weird. So I was dressed in a pink midi from Zara and I wore, you know, the leopard print heels that went viral and have sold out everywhere from Zara. They're like a dark leopard print heel. Anyway, they absolutely kill. So don't go on Vinted to buy them.
How high are they?
Not that high. They're just really uncomfortable. So if anyone is, because they've gone like, do you know when
how
they go,
weird?
You know when they go viral and everyone wants them and then they go on Vinted? Don't bother. They really hurt. Nice, but hurt. So then we went to Diecast.
Oh, not somewhere I would ever think to go. It looks very like student-y.
Yeah. So it was a Beyonce orchestra night, which meant that it was a huge stage, all orchestra, which was actually
Beyonce orchestra.
Yes. It's all Beyonce's hits, but sang by like, it was amazing to be fair, but you can't switch the night like that because the outfits and everything just doesn't.
No.
So we got there. I'm in heels and a bright pink midi, looking like a middle-aged person who's been to the Ivy. And I go in and everyone's in like almost warehouse, trainers, jeans, cool. And I look like someone's mum. And I tottered around in my heels and I was pissed. Met actually a listener. She probably listened now, and her husband. They were lovely. And I just kind of sat there and I thought, I don't know how this is going to go. And I think at that point, you've got two options. Number one, get
back
fucking
door.
Well, back door. Yeah. Number one, back door. Get out of there.
What's it called? Irish exit.
The Irish exit. Oh, is that the Irish exit? I've never heard of that. So there was that. And then the second option was get absolutely fucking steaming and get stuck in. Normally, I go for the steaming. On this occasion, I backdoored it. It was amazing. Yeah. The girls were having the best time, but I was so pissed, but not steaming, and my feet hurt. And I just wish I'd been there in like trainers and stuff. Anyway, so I texted James, come get me. And I left at about 10:30. And listen to this. I was pissed. I didn't have a hangover again the next day. Nothing.
Why?
I don't know. So I'm going to try.
Were
and
you
work
mixing your drinks as well?
Yeah, like normal. So don't know what it was, but I didn't have a hangover. So I'm going to try. The only thing I did, electrolytes.
Oh, those ones we got.
Mm. So that's the only thing that I did differently.
What, but pre-drinking or post?
Pre-middle. Honestly, I'm such an old, boring bitch.
But they are really good.
Pre-middle and then the next day. But the only problem I had is I really needed a poo. So while I was out...
On your night out?
Yeah, I really needed a poo. And my stomach...
I always shit myself on nights out. I think it's my anxiety.
No, but it was... So it wasn't the kind of shit that you could get out. Like, my stomach was, like, compact, rock hard.
You needed like a 20-minute in your own bathroom toilet.
I needed to put my feet up. So I said to one of the girls, like, I really need a poo. And she was like, come to the toilet. I'll rub your stomach. So in the toilet in the ivy, and she's rubbing my stomach.
They probably thought you were doing sniff. And you were really massaging each other.
And she's trying to get, and then she said, look, I'm going to pass you the bin. I turned the bin on its side. Put your feet on there. And I was like a baby. And then she went out and she was like, anything? Anything? And I was like, no. So yeah, that's it really.
That outfit story that you've just told us just reminded me of a meme that I saw this weekend, and it said something like, all those years when I was a teenager reading magazines about transitional outfits from day to night, I've never had to use that before. That's what you needed. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah. This is how
from
you go
day
from
day to night.
Yeah, or from work to drinks.
Yeah, listen, from work to bar.
There is no way you can transition work to bar or day to night. It doesn't happen. There is no...
It doesn't.
There's no seamless transition for that. It just doesn't happen. So I was there in diecast in a midi and heels, and I would have really enjoyed it, you know, if I'd been wearing the correct attire. But yeah, so that was my weekend. So I will try and work out how I didn't get a hangover, because here we are. I'm proud of myself. Oh, James, however, did his usual on the Friday, got pissed, woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to him vomiting all day.
It's like he's allergic to alcohol.
I think he might be, because it's not like a bit of vomit. It's like horrific. And then he had to go and get his suits for the wedding. And I was like, sucks
bless
to be
him.
You. I've got no wedding updates either, you know.
Mm.
I've not done anything. I can't.
It's fast approaching.
It is. It's, do you know, it's in 5 months.
That is very, very soon. Now, speaking of weddings, today we're going to talk about divorce, Lauren. And from day to night,
wow,
baby.
There's the transition.
Did you see that post from Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
She is so pretty.
Mm.
She's really pretty.
So, I liked it.
Mm.
I
it was like jokey, wasn't it? So it's a picture of them. We'll share it. It was like a picture of them. You will have seen it, I'm sure. It was all
over Daily
Mail.
They were wearing tennis stuff, weren't they?
Tennis outfits, yeah.
Wait, well, I don't think, can we just confirm? I don't think they got into the outfits for the picture. I think it was an old picture, right? Don't think they got into the tennis outfits for the picture. It was old.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we've got a lot to talk about today about divorce. So we'll start with the announcements and, like, what we think are, like, iconic celebrity divorce moments. So for me, I'm like you, like, I don't get too invested in other people's shit, apart from Real Housewives.
Yeah, you love that, don't you?
At the minute, I am so obsessed with Mauricio
and Kyle.
Yeah, so I'm watching that. But Lauren, there's one divorce that I know you fucking loved as well.
Who?
Shannon and David.
Shannon.
Do you remember?
Shannon Bedore.
Shannon Bedore. So basically, they got married years and years ago. Then David, this is off Real Housewives of OC. David was very attractive, actually, wasn't he?
No.
Yeah, I thought so. Like, in a weird way. And
he looks
anyway,
creepy.
He had an affair when Shannon was filming the show. So then they split up, but they rekindled.
And
they
guess
did
what
a
they
vow
did?
Renewal.
Of course, a vow renewal.
They did a vow renewal. Then
that
it
was an awkward
them.
Vow renewal, though, wasn't it? It was so weird.
I'll try and find some footage of it, but it filmed them going to couples therapy for a few weeks before. And there was that bit where he had to hug the gravestone. Do you remember? Yeah. And it was a gravestone. It said, like, R.I.P. David and Shannon. And she was making, like, this grown businessman hug the gravestone. Anyway, it didn't work out in the end, did it, Lauren?
No. They had quite a nasty break. I tell you who else. Come on, Housewives.
Lenny and Lisa.
Yeah, that was pretty bad as well.
Well, no, it's not over yet. They're still getting divorced now. Yeah, like so some of these divorces, a few of my friends got divorced in COVID and they're still or have only just finalized it.
Wow, that is long.
It takes a very, very long time. And I think that that's something that we need to talk about, like the process of how a divorce happens and all that stuff. And, you know, you're not going to be fully like on your feet with your set routine and knowing, you know, like financials, yeah, the kids, the house, like all that for maybe even 3 years, yeah, sometimes, especially if you're arguing over stuff.
It depends, I think, how much is involved financially and children, and also if your ex is a twat, because
if
you're a twat, like if either, yeah, of you are twats or if you are both twats, it's going to be a long time. And it's kind of how twatty you both are and how long it's going to take. Like if you are fair and are both fair parties, it shouldn't be that bad. But I do think a lot of the time fair goes out the window.
I think so. And also if you're communicating via like lawyers and stuff like that, then, you know, you're being given this advice. But that's why I think mediation is always a good place to start, isn't it?
Let me tell you. If you're a twat, then you're a twat in mediation too.
Really?
I didn't have to do any of that. So, God, I think I blanked that out of my mind. So I was married for 18 months, I feel like. And
that is not a long time.
It's not. We got married in October. We split up by March. Not that March. Yeah, the March after. So yeah, nearly 18 months.
Who suggested the divorce, Lauren?
So with this situation, if you're a listener, you'll know anyway. I split with Thea's dad when she was a baby and it was not my call. It was not my choice. He did some bad shit and I would have stayed with him. It was not my choice. He left. And because he did that, my head was in the bin and up my arse. Now, I am so grateful to my mum at this point because she kind of was like, right, you know, because you know when you're emotionally like, I can't do this, this is too painful. She was like, right, booked me in with a divorce lawyer almost straight away. And in my head, I was thinking, but we might get back together.
Really?
Yeah, I would have done for a long time. Yeah, I didn't want my family to split up. So, I mean, thank fuck it did. But back then,
at the time, it's horrible to go through.
At the time, it's horrible. And that's not what I wanted. But my mum frog marched me to this office of this woman and was like, you will meet this woman and you will get divorced.
Was she scary?
Now, she was really nice. Every time I was telling her what had happened, it was really embarrassing because she was like, so what happened? And I felt like a bit of a child. I was like, well, I went on Instagram one day and I saw, it was a bit embarrassing. And the woman was like, And she must deal with it all the time. I was like, basically, he's left me and I think there's someone else. And she was like, men, and carried on. And she, the way we did it is my mum, and it's really sound advice that I would actually give to anybody. Guilt wears off. If they have done something bad or they're feeling guilty about what they've done and it isn't your choice, strike while the iron is hot because guilt wears off. So get your shit sorted immediately because that, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm going to help with this and that will wear off. And before long, they don't care what they did and they go for the jugular. So my mum said those words to me. She was like, do it now while you can and get it boxed off. Don't drag it out. So I filed for divorce. So one person has to file. I'm pretty sure that if it's in the first 2 years, it's a lot easier. Because you can pick different, you have to give a reason for divorce. Now, I chose not to pick the reason of adultery, because you can pick that, because I couldn't be arsed with him still not admitting it. So I picked...
irreconcilable differences.
No, because, so I was going to pick that, and my mum was like, absolutely not. What he did is not irreconcilable differences. She was like... So we pick something like it's unreasonable behavior. is what we picked.
I would say that's about right.
I'd say that's right, yeah. So I had to then file for divorce. So then they get a letter, and then, to be fair, it was really easy. He got the letter, said, yeah, okay, I did do that. I accept that. It cost about £1,500. That was it. We had no savings together. The house was entirely mine. Every penny of it, I owned it. I paid the deposit, my house. He did.
Could he have gone after that?
Yeah. And that's something, you know, I'm grateful to him that he didn't. He could, like we say, it depends how twatty people are. He could have said, well, I lived in that house for X amount of time and I contributed during that time X amount. And actually, yeah, he could have got something out of the, I didn't sell it, but he could have ordered me to sell it. I think it could have got really, really messy. But I think he understood that I paid for absolutely everything in the whole house. And I think he knew that that was a real dickhead move. So he didn't do that. So it's quite simple and straightforward. We sold the, I mean, honestly, I'm so fucking sound. We sold the engagement ring. And instead of me using that towards my part of the divorce, I said, let's pay that amount off the divorce and half the rest. Really, he should have paid for the fucking divorce because it wasn't my fault, but wasn't a lot of money. We got the paperwork and that was it. It was very straightforward, very quick. There was no financial assets to split. Childcare didn't come into it. That's like a separate, your divorce is money and the house, the child stuff separate. So yeah, would recommend if needed.
Yeah, but Lauren, that is like an absolute anomaly. Divorce dream.
That is a divorce dream.
So I totally agree with what you say when it's like, while guilt wears off, right? So remember that, guys. And what I would say is, if you find out, say in Lauren's situation, that your partner has been seeing someone else or is having an affair, and you made your mind up, this is it now, I cannot forgive this, collect all the information, do not fly off the handle, and go and see someone before making any moves. And then, like Lauren said, guilt wears off. So over those first few weeks, he's going to be thinking with his dick. Like, he's going to be thinking, yay, new woman, woo.
Exactly, and what they do.
That will wear off as well.
Yeah.
It will.
It will.
So you just need to say, like, you know, I'm going to take the sofa and I'm going to take the plates and I'm going to take the pillows and yeah. I'm going to take this and I'm going to take that, because you'll want, you know, your new home to have whatever in it. It's better doing that from the beginning. And what I would say is, get the shit out of the house ASAP as well. Even if you've got to go and store it in like your friend's garage or something, because you don't, in the end, like, I've got friends who have ended up fighting over like a mirror or like, no, but it happens. And the thing is, like, to some people, that's a really big like deal. Personally, if I was to get divorced now, I'd want to start afresh with new everything, because I wouldn't want reminding of things. But everyone's different. And I do think it's really important to get the right advice. Don't listen to your emotional friend that wants to see drama unfold. Keep it to yourself as well. So if you have some vital information, keep your cards as close to your chest as possible and decide that you are going to have one confidant that you are going to tell everything to, who, by the way, I must add, must be someone who is in a very secure situation themselves.
Yeah. Or a parent. I think parents, you can't go wrong.
A sibling, you know, a best forever friend, because you don't want to fall out with someone and then go around talk. Like,
yeah, keep your business.
You've got to keep, yeah.
Keep your business to yourself. And I think absolutely getting legal advice from day one. Cards on the table. I've got this much. He's got this much. We put this much into the house. And also just, you know, divorce, obviously none of us want to go there. And I don't, hopefully I'll never get divorced again. However, these things do happen and they shock us. I would say, if you are going into anything with a man, or a woman or a man, depending what tickles your pickle, if you're going into anything like that, when you buy a house together, there needs to be some written, I put this in, you put this in, like, cover yourself and protect yourself. Nobody expects or wants to get divorced. However, shit happens. And if you do get divorced and you haven't done all these things, then you're not protected and it gets messy.
And you get a headache. You get a headache.
So before you move in together, have some legal, something written up whereby if we split up, you put that in, I put that in, you get this out, I get that out. And just be really mindful of that. It's not negative, it's realistic. And just make sure that you're covered in every aspect.
Another thing that I must say is I've got one friend who she was giving her partner cash. She does nails.
Yeah.
And he would say, like, right, you're 400 quid for the mortgage. Mm-hmm. She was giving him cash. They split up. No record of any of it.
Mm-mm. No trace of any of it.
No.
And you can, if you've lived with somebody, and this, you can look at this in two ways, which is really difficult because you could be the person owning the house and they've given you bare minimum, but they've then got a right over your house. Or you could look you could look at it the other way, where you've lived with a man and you've given him what you think is fair. And then you've got, you would think, I deserve something for what I've put into this house. Do you know what I mean? So it can, you can look at it both ways, but just protect yourself and make sure that if you are giving him rent money, then you're giving it with some form of receipt to show that you are actually paying for it. Because if he, if you split up and he leave, what are you going to be left with? And that's why we always say, Ashley, don't we? Have your own shit. Like this house that I'm in now. I bought it myself. Not everyone's in that position. Don't get me wrong. But thank fuck I did. Because when we got divorced, my house, could I still afford the rent? Not really. I found it really difficult because obviously half of the income that I had coming in for the bills, I had to pay for it all. It was difficult, but it's still my home. And I just think where possible, try and do stuff where you've got your name on things where you can.
Oh, God, of course. Like, have your little account that you squirrel, you know, a few quid here and there into. I mean, I have got some horrendous divorce stories of when it's got, like, literally, like, police involved, like, everything. Because when it comes to money, and especially with men, it's a control thing. I had a client, I need to be careful how I say this, but something happened whereby they lived in this massive, massive house together and he got ordered to put the house on the market. He wanted to slow everything down because I think she'd met someone else. She was moving on. He'd been checked out for years. He used to have affairs all the time. And it got to the point where the kids were old enough to understand, like, dad's treating mum like shit. I can get if she leaves now kind of thing. And they had this huge, huge house. And she had moved out, like, into another property and the house was vacant, basically, or he was living there, I can't remember. And he basically got the house flooded. They couldn't prove anything. It was something like a massive pipe had a massive hole in it. And then, it just slowed everything down by so long. And then I've heard of, like, people doing weird stuff like that. So, or like hiding money from their business into their friend's name, selling their business for like a pound to their brother or something like
that.
So they don't have to pay.
I don't see anything wrong with a prenup, especially if one of you has a lot more money than the other, or is putting a lot more in. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a prenup to protect yourself. And it's not just to protect yourself, it's if stuff does go wrong, it's hard enough emotionally without all those things as well. Whereas if it's pre-agreed, like, it's just so much better to do that, I think.
I agree.
And I think the other thing I would say is try not to get sucked into being petty yourself, which is so easy to do. Try and remain fair, because as soon as you start, well, I bought that toaster, you are giving out a petty energy.
And it's your energy.
Fair. What's fair. My main thing is always that things are fair. Like, be fair. Do you know, I know when somebody I know, she was married for, I'm guessing at these figures, I don't really know, 25 years, let's call it, raised 3-4 kids, didn't work during this time because she raised 4 children. Looked after the house and all the rest of it. He did the work. It was his business, his house. They were going through a divorce and he didn't want to give her anything. And she was like, but the only reason I don't have all this stuff is because I have raised our children for 20 years.
Full-time job.
Four kids. You didn't want me to work because you wanted me to be at home looking after the children. And she's now in a position where she's like, you need to give, I've wasted my whole life for you and our family, and you're going to walk away and I'm going to get nothing from, you only built your business because I helped with everything else. So you just, and I get that completely as well. So you just, and he has been a nightmare.
Wouldn't get that though. No. A man wouldn't get that.
And he has been a nightmare, an absolute nightmare, because of control, because he doesn't want her to go away and do well without him. He wants to leave her stuck, shit in the shit. And some men, even if they are the nicest men in the world, when money is involved, or when lawyers are in their ear saying, that's not fair, that's not, no, you need this, mate, we can get you that.
Yeah.
It turns. So the earlier, main advice from this, earlier you do it, the better. Do not drag it out.
Don't put it off, no.
I also think with childcare arrangements, like we say, guilt wears off. Do it again. And when people split up, the man at first, if he's done something wrong, or the woman, is often like, no, I get it. And they're more helpful and they're more interested in doing what you want. Do it early. Seek legal advice. Don't tell your business to anyone. Don't tell anyone anything else. Just tell one person and the lawyer that you're dealing with, and just keep your energy through it, not getting bitter, and just being fair and getting it over and done with, even if their energy is shit.
Do you think, Lauren, that people are not getting married now as much? Because I've just looked up some figures, right? So basically, there was a decrease of 61% in marriages.
No. Could that be to do with COVID?
So now, in 2020, yeah, it might be, to be fair. In 2022, there is only 49% of the population are married.
Well, because fucking most of them are single girls looking for a decent man. So that's all we've got left in this population. You're right.
I do think less and less people are getting married now.
Really?
Though.
I mean, everyone's got a different situation. Obviously, me and James are getting married. Do we need to get married? Actually, no. Why are we getting married? Because I'm quite traditional in that sense, and I'd like him to be my husband. I'd like to take his name. I like that husband and wife unit. That's me. But actually, our lives once we're married, is it going to change? Nothing is going to change. Absolutely nothing of our day-to-day life will change. If we were to split up, our financial situation would still end up being the same, married or not married. Like, we'd have to split what we had and stuff. So, because like legally now you do. So I don't think there is much point in getting married unless you yourself, and you're like that, aren't you, Ashley? You wanted to be married.
Yeah. I just think, like, especially from having a child when I wasn't married and having a child when I was married, they're two different situations. And also, what I would say, girls, I do think it's really important. Don't let a man talk you out of getting married and, oh no, it's a big deal, and what's the point? It's a piece of paper. No, it's a lot more than that. And if they are committed to you and you're going to put your fucking body through the hell of pregnancy, labour, giving up your career, all those things, the bare minimum that he can do is show his commitment by getting married to you.
If you want to do that. But what I will say is, though, having said that, Ashley, that's how I did it. I did it the right way.
I got
married, then I had a baby. And he still fucked off, because to him it was a piece of paper. To me, it wasn't. So I feel like, you know, you can say marry me, but that also, don't forget, that doesn't mean a lot to some men.
Oh, no. And also, if the more you talk about weddings to men, the more they back off away from you. Yeah,
absolutely. So. Oh, my God, actually, I've got something funny to tell you. We went to that wedding meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to go for a wedding meeting to, is it called something about your
the
band?
The registry office.
Yeah, and you have to, like, at the local council thing. And you have to go in one by one. We've spoken about it before, haven't we? And they ask you some questions and stuff, and you go in together. And I had got myself really worked up about this appointment, and I don't know why. People do it all day, every day.
I think it's because I told you that it was quite intense.
So I'd got myself really worked up, right? So we go in together, and James was chilled. It was a normal lady behind it, and I was literally sat like this. Yes, yes, sat bolt upright. Yes. And every time James made a joke, I was like, stop it, stop joking. It's serious, it's legal matter. Gave her all my paperwork, and it was really embarrassing because she was like, ah, and here's your wedding certificate. And I was looking at it embarrassed, like, yeah. And she went, oh, and there's your divorce certificate. And I was like, yeah. And I went, oh, and we go again. No, no response. I was just awkward. Anyway, James, she said, Lauren, if you want to go out of the room, I'm just going to question James a bit. And all it's to do is make sure that no one's coerced into the marriage and they're not related. Anyway, as I come out, he goes, oh, I think I fucked up. I said, what? He went, I didn't know your first pet's name. And he said, and I didn't know what your favourite meal was.
And he's taking the piss.
Well, I didn't know that. And I was going, you're fucking kidding. You're fucking kidding. You know I love pizza. Right. So I'm fuming with him. I'm thinking, fucking. And then I'm thinking, what's his first pet? I don't know his first pet. And I'm going in thinking he had a cat. I don't know. He doesn't like cats. The dog. What was the dog called? So I sat down, right? And I'm thinking steak. He loves steak. He must have said steak. She goes through all these questions, which are like, what's your name? What's your address? Has James been married before? And then she was like, right. And I was like, is that it? And she went, yeah. And I went, I thought you were going to ask me like his favorite food and stuff. And she burst out laughing. She's like, no. I said, oh my God, he's just told me. It was so funny. Anyway. So that was light and cheerful, guys. Hopefully it did help though. And any advice that you want to share with us, because we all want to help each other with these things, and it's good to have these conversations. So send them in. But let's move on to something. Let's have some listeners' questions and dilemmas.
Okay. So these are more like little stories that I've got. Ooh. Here. I've got one. Girls, when you get divorced from your fella, please don't air your shit all over social media. I took a video of me burning my marriage certificate and dancing around my garden with it. I then sent it to him and uploaded it to my social media. Wait, it gets better, Lauren. A year later, we remarried and haven't had another child. The video still haunts me to this day.
Fuck off. Oh,
I would do that.
Fuck it. Just reminded me, you know, the person that I was with that was really horrible and took that money off me. He had a canvas made of me and him. How disgusting. Like a big canvas. And I stabbed it in the garden again and again and again and sent it to my friend. I didn't put it on Facebook though. I remember stabbing through him. Oh, no.
That's really funny. Split up the first time. I'm going to tell a story now, and he's never mentioned it to me. I cut little holes in quite a few of his t-shirts and jumpers in like places where you wouldn't know it was me, like, you know, like the armpit and stuff like that.
Yeah, I gave a boyfriend the clothes back and poured milk all over it as well. I've done the odd. Do you know what? I don't really do that, but I did on that occasion. He never mentioned it though.
Yeah, we love like all that petty shit like that. Yeah. Send us any petty things that you've done in. Right. Okay. I've got one more while we wrap up the divorce. Okay. Hi girls. After 20 long years together, me and the ex old man parted ways. Oh. We still lived together through lockdown while the divorce was finalized. Ooh. And all the other bits and bobbins. On the morning I left, as he had brought me out, I found myself standing in our bedroom, looking out of the window at our beautiful garden. I would miss that more than him. That's true, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes. It was his pride and joy, but he'd been a dick and had done some really awful shit throughout our 20 years together. Rage took over me.
Oh.
I ran downstairs into the garden. I picked up the old man's lovely pot plants that he was always pissing around with, and I threw them in the hot tub along with all the dog shit that was in the garden.
I'd love to have watched that on CCTV.
And I put the cover back over the hot tub. I left the house with a smile on my face. How funny is that?
I love
put
that.
My finger up to the Ring doorbell 6 years later. I still chuckle to myself as I pull into the drive on the way to pick the kids up from him.
Oh, look, sticking the finger up at the Ring doorbell's very funny.
I've got so many stories like that of like what my friends have done. I know someone that like did a shit in the house before she left.
What? No, that. How do you shit on cue as well? Like, I'd have been rubbing my tummy for ages trying to do a poo. Like, no, I think so. Any divorce stories, please tell us. And if you've actually got any advice. So my divorce, unfortunately, the story we've told was pretty straightforward. If there's any advice that you guys have got, please tell us and we'll pick it up on the next episode to help anyone going through shit.
Right. Well, those divorce stories will have you up at night, won't they? I wonder if men do any petty shit as well. Has a man done anything petty to you girls, or are they not that clever?
Tell us. Tell us what they've done. No, they just go full in and ruin lives. They don't bother with the petty shit.
Well, again, back to me and my memes. It's like that meme and it's like girls on day one of a breakup and a picture of a girl crying. And it's like guys on day one of a breakup and a picture of a guy like with loads of girls around them having a drink. And then it's like girls 6 months after breakup, like free in a field.
Yeah.
And boys, boo.
Yeah, absolutely true. True.
Remember that, girls. They will, they hold their feelings in, but really, you know, when they wake up, hungover,
it affects them. Yeah. Oh, it hits them hard.
It really affects them. Yeah. Right. You know what it's time for, baby. It's time for Bargain Bucket.
Bargain Bucket with Ashley Gilbert. Hey, it's
and
me.
Lauren.
It's me, Todd Crane. What's that off? Is it Kardashians?
Kardashians. It's me, Todd Crane. that was one of the funniest Kardashians episodes.
I love Scott Disick.
Yeah, have you seen his Ozempic face?
Yeah, I don't agree with all his movements and his life, but he's really funny. I tell you what, I've actually been watching, speaking of Kardashians, The House of Sims. So on Netflix, and I think the problem is you can't compare it to the Kardashians. Nothing's the Kardashians. So as soon as you start thinking, oh, it's the UK Kardashians, you're going to be disappointed because it's the Kardashians. You can't beat them. And they're the kind of, it's their family that were on The Only Way is Essex and they're trying to make it in LA. I can't get into it.
I've tried getting into it because do you know what I do? I really like them, but I feel like we need to watch a few more episodes, don't we?
It's one of those that you really need to get into. And I don't quite get it, but it turns out they've fallen out apparently. So I was like Googling and having a look and it's on the Daily Mail, like it's all quite open that two of the younger sisters flew home and Chloe and Charlie stayed there. Charlie's girlfriend, by the way, is stunning. Her vibe is amazing.
Is she? I've not got to the point where I've met her on the programme just yet, but...
Probably only about 10 seconds in. But yeah, she's lovely. She looks really pretty. But yeah, I'm going to keep watching it and I'm going to let us know what you think, but I'm going to keep watching it.
Okay, now it is time for... Back again. Bargain. Bargain.
Bargain.
Bargain. Bargain. Right, okay. So, Lauren.
Yeah.
You have done.
I've done something. I've done something.
A segment. Go for it.
My segment, mate, is just me being me. I don't need to write a fucking segment. Right. Okay. Here we go, guys. So I popped out a little question box on Instagram for very specific, and you might think, why? But they are a staple piece. A white, ribbed, racer back ideally, or that style, vest top, right? You think, what the fuck? Everybody needs a really good one and they are actually really hard to find. One that isn't too long, isn't cropped, isn't see-through, fits nicely because they can go with denim shorts, trousers, everything. We all need a couple of good vest tops for through the summer. And I really wanted a white one. Anyway, turns out I'm not the only one with this problem because I got so many messages saying, please share. I cannot find any good ones. So I'm going to tell you what I found. Okay, so there is a particular white tank that Bella Hadid wears, and it's by Redone. And it's £100. I ain't spending £100 on a vest top. I'd pay 80.
Especially if it was white, because you'd just get tan and makeup
I'd
on it.
I'd pay 80. I wouldn't pay 100. Anyway, the Amazon dupe of that is Artfish. So if you search Artfish.
I'm searching now.
Artfish cami, it might be. About 25 quid. I ordered a black one and I ordered a grey one because I wanted them anyway. They came the other day. I ordered a small. They're a nice material. I like them, to be fair. The length is good, but I would have probably sized down if I wanted it a little more fitting. I would have got an extra small. I've got fairly big boobs. I can't see me. She's showing me on the camera. Yes. I've got fairly big boobs and the small fits. So if you've got no boobs, you need an extra small. Zara didn't fit well at all. Far too long. Impossible to tuck into jeans. Wasn't keen. Weekday. Really soft material, but still see-through. So you can see your nipples through. And I think racer back ones are really hard to wear a bra with. Now, these...
Well, impossible.
Well, possible, yeah, actually. Do you remember those bras that used to clip at the back so it made like a... It was like versatile bra straps.
With the clear straps that used to go orange.
Yeah. So I'll tell you one that I really rated. Unfortunately, it was still see-through, so I wouldn't get it in the white unless you want. I like a bit of a nipple show, but if I'm going to the Trafford Centre, then not appropriate. The PLT Contour Rib Scooped Vest. Stunning. Loads of people sent it to me.
Really?
Yeah, the fit is lovely. It is quite supportive, quite tight, but like really, I loved them. I didn't like the white because you could still see my big nipples, but I've ordered in a black and I think a grey. Intimacy.
We love that brand.
Absolutely lovely. But again.
See-through.
H&M. Straps were weird and it was again. See-through. So in answer to your questions, I've not found one yet where you cannot see your nipples.
So what
through.
Are we doing then? So, like, are we... Hey, do you know what we've got though? Those perky pear nipple covers are fantastic.
So you can use them. There are alternatives, but sometimes I just want one that isn't see-through. So here were some of the other suggestions that I haven't got around to trying yet. Aneen Bing. Love Aneen Bing. The quality's good, but fucking spenny. Uniqlo. Apparently, they've got some with a built-in bra. Primark, everyone said, have got ones with built-in bras. I don't like built-in bras. I feel like they look weird. But if you've got no titties, I guess that's what you do. Tesco came up again and again and again.
Really?
They said that the white vest tops in Tesco are fantastic. My local one has fuck all in there. You're lucky if you can get like an old jumper with a Christmas tree on from last year. But have a look, girls. Now, another one.
F&F.
New look. Now,
they've got one in the trough, haven't they?
Yes, so I'm going to get one. I'll tell you what I think. And apparently they're thick and not see-through. So that's what I've discovered. But yeah, if you can find one for me that isn't see-through, great.
Stunning. Or just use the perky pair nipple covers.
Yeah, put your nip covers on, but depends how big your nips are.
Or get your nipples pierced and walk around like a wet t-shirt contest girl.
I would do that. If I was a little bit younger, I'd have my nipple pierced.
If I was 5 years younger, 8 years younger.
I love it.
Yeah, same. I saw someone in a white vest with that. It's so sexy. It's so hot.
My vision. Can you see my vision? Like that vest top, nice pair of Levi's, pair of flat Hermes. Do you know, like that kind? Do you see him like a handbag, denim jacket? Do you see
Hermes?
Listen, if I say Hermes.
A pair of them Hermes.
If I say Hermes, that's how Kris Jenner says it. Hermes. However, as a normal lady, and for most of the listeners, I'm going to say Hermes.
We did have a segment as well about swimwear requests, but we are gonna roll that into the bonus, aren't we, Lauren? Because I've got some good bits for that. Well, there we go. Hermes or Hermes.
We've gone from bank holiday to, no, we've gone from, wait, ugly, that feels like a long time ago that we spoke about those dogs. We've gone from dogs, dirty shit hands, to bank holiday drinking, to divorce, to vest tops. It's a bucket of fun in here, isn't it?
And do you know what I've noticed, actually, Lauren? You're on your wedding prep pipe. You're gymming, aren't you?
I am gymming. So my current workout routine, I've lost loads of weight. So
you have.
I
have.
So now I need to tone it because I've lost weight. Oh, great. You've lost weight. I look like a bag of spuds. So I like literally my stomach is like an empty, like someone's taken the potatoes out of a potato sack. So I do Pilates twice a week, spin once a week and try and bob in the gym at another point. I mean, I'm not, if I can't go, I can't go. I'm fucking crying over it. I just do what I can.
Well, I actually have uploaded one of my favorite recipes onto Patreon. Did you read it, Lauren?
My bollocks.
Try that recipe out, please. Guys, if you try it out, take a picture of your plate and send it in because honestly, that dinner I've eaten every single day. I'm obsessed.
I'm going to do a Venice. Oh, I'm going to Venice. I'm going to Venice on Friday. I'm going to do a little Venice. I'm going to try and do a tour guide to Venice on there. We're going to try with more content, aren't we, honey?
We're trying.
We right, guys, love you loads. Glad to be back after our week without each other. And we will see you next week. Or if you're on Patreon, we'll see you on Friday for the bonus.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.